Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
Hello and welcome to the Born and Playing Podcast. It's me, myself, Dave Thomas, along with Jamie Noble, Chris McGee, and Tim Azarana. And we're going to talk some outdoor photography, a topic that we love to do around here and have a lot of fun doing it. Recently, Tim and myself were just on a photo shoot last weekend. Tim, what did you think about that shoot, bud?
It was good, man. You know, I think the biggest thing about all the photo shoots is that it gets us a chance to get out and do what we love, which is being outdoors and, you know, documenting what we're doing out there.
Capturing the moment.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we had it was decent weather. You know, it wasn't the best. It wasn't sunny, so that makes it a little bit challenging when you're trying to get the right lighting. But all in all, it was great to be able to just get out and get some good pictures. I know we tried some new stuff this last photo shoot. So
this photo shoot was fun because a lot of reasons. First off, No Boom here was up north with his family on Father's Day weekend.
He wasn't there.
But he was taking pictures. I will give him that on his own.
Is that what made it fun, Tim?
Chris was on call, so he was not in the area, but that's okay. I'm sure he was
still...
Could have
been worse. Half my pictures could have been blurry.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang. That's a shot to the hot. So we were testing on a new lens this weekend, and the first 40 shots Tim did were out of focus, but that's okay.
It was not my fault. It was out of focus because the viewfinder was out of focus.
It's true. I don't know.
You would think that, you know, I would look at that, but it looked good to me. I don't know. Maybe I need glasses.
So when you do outdoor photography, it's a little interesting. It's a lot of detail in the backdrops, what you're looking at. And we don't really do, like, green screen photos like some people do. We don't actually take a subject and put them on a fake background. Generally, I'm not saying we've never done it, but generally that doesn't happen here. And so that being said, our team, our Bow Hunter Planet media team, which is most of us here, are busy a lot of times doing photography for outdoor companies in this industry. Actually, a lot of them. So it's sometimes when you see these images on Instagram, it's possible we took that picture. I mean, it's just part of the business we do. So, but in saying that, we had a lot of fun this weekend. It was Father's Day. And so we decided for Father's Day that John Cedar, Tim, and myself were going to go out and do some pictures. And basically, to be honest, just kind of get out and have a good time. You know, just enjoy the outdoors, get in the woods for a few hours. And in fact, Tim, I was very surprised the mosquitoes were not bad.
I barely felt them.
I sprayed.
But even when you spray normally out when you're out in the deep woods like we are, it doesn't make a big difference because you're still going to get them. But I didn't really notice them much at all, so it was good.
So I surprised the guys with Bloody Marys. They were very happy. I came with a Yeti full of ice cold Bloody Mary mix, and was fun. That was cool. And
we did some drone work.
Did a lot of drone work. Test out the new drone we got, and we did some different types of photography that we don't usually do. We worked with a lot of fog machines and different kinds of things along those lines. But the fog machine's interesting concept because a lot of times you go out there. The last time we did it, No Boom, you were there, and it was very hard to work with because you get like a burst of fog, what you would call fog, and it doesn't really do enough, you know? Like, yeah. I almost felt like I don't know how they do it in the movies, you know, because like they get that thick fog in the movies, and I'm thinking in my head like, how do they? They must have a huge fog machine, right, to be able to push that much fog. Or you know what?
Well, I think
actually,
they're in a controlled environment
too.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, and that's what makes it challenging. Is absolutely what makes it challenging is the wind. Because that wind can shift on you in a heartbeat, and everything that you are working towards for that one shot's gone in a second.
Yeah, so it's...
it makes it fun though, because there's an urgency to the photo shoot, which makes it fun. I think it's always great that you know you can look back and see these awesome pictures that you took, and just you capture that one moment in time. But there's all that work that goes behind that moment and all the stress.
That's the
and
funny
everything,
part, right?
And,
the funny part is the people who are online on Instagram, Facebook, who double click and like a picture on Instagram have no idea how much blood, sweat, and tears it took to get that one little image that you quickly scan by and double click. Okay. I mean, it is literally, I try to treat the photography like a piece of art. And a lot of the images you see for us aren't just taken. They're actually done in post. I'll take in the Photoshop. Thank you, Lightroom, Photoshop, all those good things. And I honestly, one of those pictures could take me usually 10 to 20 minutes to edit. But if I want to get detailed and play around with sun and rays and flares and lights, it could take 2 hours to do one photo. Yep. And you factor they double click it that fast or scan through it. Don't even double click. It's like ah.
So it's nice to see like these big name companies, you know, the Lindsay Way, you know, Heartland Bowhunter take. You know, double click on our pictures. You know, that's saying something like it's good quality. You know, it's something that they approve of. You know, that's huge.
Absolutely. And then Chris, you see it most. Chris does a lot of our Instagram and Facebook photography that you see that's on there. Not only does he help take the pictures in some cases, but he's posting our pictures at all different times. So, Danny, is it Dan Ferris is on there?
Dan Ferris
a whole bunch
is on
of
there.
Great people who are amazing photographers out there who are getting it done. I think it's fun. To me, it's fun. So like, when I get home, the first thing I do is upload those cards to Lightroom, and I like, you know, I'm like all excited and geek. And I'll see
is.
One.
It's like opening up a present.
It is Christmas Day almost. Yeah. My wife gets so mad at me. She's like, "Wow, you already were gone for 4 hours. Now you're down there for three."
I just
got
to upload them.
I know. That's what I do. I try to upload them first, and then I leave it and try to go do family time and come back. But I'm all excited, like it's something came in the mail, you know. So I get down there, and then I load them, and then I start working through them, and I'll go one by one because I'm just excited to see what came out of it. What the hell?
Good job. Jamie just passed out.
Hello.
He's alive.
From this weekend, the most excited I was the fog stuff we worked with, and then also the ones I did with John on the log that you actually walked back for in time. Because when I saw the picture, I was like, you know what? Just take some snaps of me with the SOG knife because we're working with SOG and trying to get some of these pictures. And I stabbed it into the tree in the deadfall, and I just put my hand on that green, which was the moss, and it just looks so sweet to me. And like, I actually might enlarge that picture, you know, because I think it'd be cool on a wall.
Yeah.
Just this hunter sitting there, you know, next to this tree with a bow in their hand. It just looks so sweet, you know. In fact, I mean, a lot of the guys here at some point, I have like my mini studio in my house I have a lot of our photography on the walls because I enjoy it so much because there's just so many beautiful images that. I have one of John by an old barn.
Yeah, an old
blind. We saw it this weekend, that old honey blind. It looks so sweet, so I got to put this in my... I like looking at it, you know? But anything with Nopum's face, I just throw it out.
Yeah, well, that's another thing is, you know, when you're taking these pictures, you got to be natural, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to do.
Some guys are like, you know, almost look like, you know, you got a little constipation going on. You're looking straight at the camera.
You're clenching
your cheeks,
like trying to be serious, like you're hunting. It's not that serious.
There's an art to it, and I think the art is you just don't worry about the camera. You just do your thing, and then whatever happens, happens. Because that's been the biggest issue I've seen with our team and bringing new people in. Is people get very nervous around cameras, whether it's a picture or video.
Yeah.
Video, you could tell, because then they get all clammed up. And then...
That's all fixed.
Point at Nobu. But, no, for pictures, totally different thing for pictures, because, you can get away with it, but you just, you know, it's on them, right? Because if they try to pose, it doesn't work.
It's both ways, though. I think that's the thing, is it comes from both sides of the camera, because you on the one side, you're the one in front of the camera, where you have to be aware of your body language, which is a huge part of it. You have to be natural, you have to feel natural, you have to think about, like, when you're looking at something, how are other people going to see that? Mm-hmm. On the other side, it's about getting the right angle, getting the right lighting, and the, I think the biggest clarity. Challenge that I love is the variety and trying to challenge yourselves for that next great shot. Because once you take it one time, it's great and it's a great picture, but when you do it again and again and again, you get bored of it. And so you're always looking for like that next angle, that next idea, that next thing that's going to just really kind of like capture the image. So.
The one thing I can say right now is that without a shadow of doubt, getting you and the rest of this team to Northern Canada for a photo shoot is going to be absolutely unreal. Huge. It'll be like nothing you've ever experienced, Tim. And on top of that, not only the hunt's going to be fun, but the photography is like
killer,
mind-blowing. Like, my mind is blown when I'm out there. I'm like, I don't even know where to start. Right. There's rock structures. There's pines. There's aspen rows. Just aspen. Like, you don't see any other tree but aspen.
You almost run out of equipment to shoot.
I don't even know what to do.
We took 100 shots of this, you know, of the same equipment, and like you just want to keep.
Well, that was like that beaver pond that we found when we went to Canada. I mean, how many pictures did we take at that beaver pond?
Oh, yeah.
A thousand pictures.
The picture, to me, when I look back to Canada, like, it was like 3 years ago now, or 2 years ago, two or three, 2 years ago. The thing that I remember the most is the photo shoot with Jamie and Corey and Cedar, but mainly with Jamie and Corey. When they went out into that marsh and those pictures, I look at them now, and I'm blown away by that picture. I mean, I can't believe that I even took that picture. I look at it and go, I could never take a picture that good because, I mean, it's gorgeous. Like, they're in this middle of these water. They walk through water with their muck boots. They walk through all this water to get to these little islands. And then the backdrop is just unreal. It's like these huge pine
Canadian
mountains.
Canadian landscape, man.
It's so beautiful. And then, like, you got all this, like, undergrowth that's when you step on it. This is going to be bad for you, Tim, because your ankles. But when you step on it, it's like stepping on a pillow.
On, like,
so it moves. It moves. Every step, you feel like you're on a pillow and there's no sound. So when you think about a bear coming through the forest,
you don't hear it.
You don't hear nothing. You wouldn't even hear if it was on dry land. But in this situation, you couldn't even hear Bob walking up on you. That's my point.
Well, I think it also absorbs the sound.
It absorbs it. It's
so
just,
it's not even like, you know, like you said, you wouldn't hear them normally. But, you know, that moss would absorb the you know, just the ambient sound around as well.
So. And I tell you what, man, the funniest thing I ever seen, and I don't know if you've seen this, Tim, I don't think you've seen it, was No Boom's first attempt to shoot a bear at the compound. He was shaking so bad.
No.
He was like,
freaking out. I had to stand. I picked a...
Were you with him?
No, I got the video. Oh, okay. The GoPro.
I picked a stand that had... You had to stand up because there was a rail.
There was
no window.
they were just convulsing.
It could have been much worse. I could have shot an 80-pound bear. It could have been worse. Let's be honest.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I took the title from Bob. But
Wait a
minute. A nice, comfortable sitting shot.
Where is your boo-boo hat? That's all I want to know.
Threw it out. That boo-boo hat's gone. You ain't never gonna see
it. Good,
that
I got
again.
The perfect replacement.
Never gonna see that boo boo hat again.
Yeah, and after I shot it, I mean, oh my god, I shook for like half an hour. Couldn't even pick up the camera. Adrenaline rush
was
just
the excitement of the shot, or was it? Or was
well, that was
like
the first time I ever seen a bear
the fear
in the wild.
Of seeing
a bear. No, I don't know if it was fear.
Was
it was just I was just so excited. I'm like, well, here it is, because I couldn't hear her at all, and she circled me. And comes in and start eating, and I'm like, oh, here we go. And I stood up, and I mean, my adrenaline
just
pumped.
He was like, I mean, the video, I was like, oh my god, he's not gonna hit it if he tries.
But, so I had no lane, so what happened was that I used a crossbow for the rest of the hunt, because I used Kevin's, because he already shot his bear.
Scared.
And I'm telling you, I had nothing. When I put that thing on the rail and just sat there, I was good to go.
That's good.
And that's tree stand hunting. You gotta.
Yeah.
Try ground blind.
That's a good point.
You've got a bait pile sitting 10 yards in front of your ground blind,
things
and they're
growling.
Coming up. They're coming up 5 yards from you, and they're sniffing at you,
sticking their
chopping
head up
popping their jaws. That is a trip.
Bob, spear. are we all set for 2018 to go to that back to the fall?
We got a lot of guys going.
I mean, do we have enough room? Do you know? Have you heard anything? Or
gotta talk to Chevy.
Dave Chevy.
Sure.
Mike Avery, all those guys will be there, and we got to make sure we have spots. I think we're going to need at least 10. 10 probably? 10 spots, guys. If you're listening to this, we need 10 spots, Ronnie. Get it done, son. Anyway, yeah. But back to photography, I think, you know, the other thing people don't think about is the lenses, the cameras themselves. You know, you can use a cheaper camera. You don't have to have like an all-out camera. You need to shoot in RAW format. If you don't know what that is, that's when you go to your settings, shoot RAW. It took me about 3 years to learn that.
Well, and that's if you're going to do a lot of post editing.
Correct. Good point, yeah. Tim. Yeah, if you're just going to take the pictures you want to post them for fun, you do JPEG all day. You're right, because even when I take my family with kids and stuff, I always do JPEG.
Right.
I don't mess with RAW in that situation. I only do RAW when we're doing it for clients, and when it's if it's a landscape or something, I think I might print. If I want to print it, because that's going to give you a larger image, a lot more capability to change it or alter it in any way, shape, or form you want.
Well, I think what's really awesome and kind of how you've seen the industry go is like other industries, especially the videography industry, is that they've become so consumer friendly. So it's no longer you need a college education in photography to take a good picture. Yeah. I mean, if you can learn it, there's a lot of content out there. The equipment's become easier to use. The programs have become easier to use. And quite frankly, I mean, even if you're an amateur photographer, there's apps on your phone. There's computer programs that are free that can post-production make pictures look amazing versus what their original image looked like.
It's called the iPhone era.
Yeah.
iPhones, the Samsungs, they've all done a great job of the picture. Now, there is a difference. I think people don't realize that. So Tim here specifically has a Samsung, and he loves to take pictures. Put on my Instagram, he has a special account he uses for his travels around Michigan here and there, and he takes it with his phone, and they look amazing. But what people don't understand is when you see it at that on an Instagram level, no problem. It looks absolutely stunning.
Right, because your images are so compressed.
Cannot blow it up.
No,
it's a very tiny image.
So
people don't realize that their iPhone images are not professional images, because you cannot expand them to be a magazine or a... even 8x10 might be okay, but it'd probably be stretching it. I don't think it's going
to
give you.
Yeah, I think I think it's even tough to get it up to an 8x10.
Yeah, I think it's small.
It is. It's your standard. Yeah, it's your 4x6. Yeah, 4x6. You know, standard photo. You know, anything bigger than that, you really need the compression of the pixels. So you're only going to get that in your mirrorless type of format. So. It's but I mean, regardless, I think the key to it is if you have fun. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about.
Make
man.
It fun.
That's what it is. To me, it's about memorializing, the moments that you have, whether it's here, whether it's with family, whether it's a vacation you're taking. I mean, it's just about having fun.
Absolutely, man. I the thing is, we've played with, and over the years, we've probably went from $300 cameras to $6,000 cameras in our process that we've been doing here. And I can tell you, I mean, if you're out there and you want to take good pictures and you want a quality rig, at a what's the word I'm looking for? It's not a prosumer. It's not prosumer. It's not pro. I think it's prosumer. Mm-hmm. But that level of the T6i is what I'm getting at. Yeah. So whatever that one
great
is,
camera.
it's the amateur level, but the top of the class. T6i would be a great camera. Now, don't get me wrong. You can take anything with a T3i. T5i, the T6i, any of those are fine for raw images if you want to take some pictures. You're going to get great quality. You step up into the full frame with a 6D and Canon line. And from there, you go to a 5D Mark III, 5D Mark IV, 5DR, 5DS. There's a lot of options there. But are they better? Absolutely. I'm not going to tell you that it's not better. If you can get a 5DS, 5DR, 5D Mark IV, 5D Mark III, they're better cameras all around. They're magnesium. They're weatherproof. There's a lot of reasons to get a good camera, but there's also a huge price difference from $4,000 down to $1,000. The one I recommend the most to people is the 80D. That's a great, great rig. And previously the 70D.
Not 80D as in like attention deficit, though.
No. 80 as in 8. 80D by Canon.
I cover both of those.
You can get it at Costco nowadays as a package, too. So it's a great camera. You can do great video with it, great pictures. People... and then you can have fun with it because you have the Canon EF lens line, which is huge line, and they have Sigma, Tamron, Canon themselves. There's tons of varieties.
Well, I think that you just said the word is that when it comes variety. To lenses, it's all about the variety that you have.
Personal preference too.
Well, and part of it, but the other part of it is again going back to getting those different angles, getting those different shots. It's about the lens that you're using in a lot of cases. Because, a lot of cameras, they're all going to take a great picture if it's set up right. But it's the lens that you're using that can really capture the moment in different ways.
Yeah, I think this weekend we proved that by playing around with a different lens than we normally do. We purchased another lens, but the problem with the lens is you can get cheap lenses, but you know you can also get good lenses, and so it can cost you unlimited amount of money. Realistically, I mean,
the lenses cost more than the camera.
Every time we buy a lens here, it's like literally $1,000 to $2,000 per lens, and. Which is why I don't want to loan it out to John Cedar. but John can afford it if he breaks it. But we did. Oops. Come on, John. Give us that. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, those lenses are absolutely amazing, and they do a great job. And, you know, it's because of those lenses that you get different pictures and different angles, different images. You just have to be aware of what you're using. Now, box lenses are okay. There's nothing wrong with them. You're going to get great video on them. You're going to get some decent pictures. Are they the best? No. It comes to sharpness and clarity and crisp. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get that on a cheap lens. You're going to get that on a red lens, a white lens.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people ask too is like, how do you go from being an amateur photographer to the next level, right? And I think that really involves learning your equipment.
Getting out in the field, playing around, messing around with it.
Yeah, and one step more. I mean, you get the raw image and you can edit the raw image. There's so many things you can do with the raw image, but if you're not shooting in raw image and you're shooting in JPEG, you know, some format that's not as editable as a raw image could be, a lot of it has to do with learning the equipment and learning the settings on your equipment.
You know.
Yeah, and what's right for the situation that you're in. And I think that's where a lot of people get caught up. Mm-hmm. But I think that's where the industry has really, you know, moved forward. And because, to be quite honest, if you want to buy a $600 camera, you can take great shots in a heartbeat if you have the right settings on there. And the auto setting itself, it's not going to do you wrong. It's going to do pretty good, but it's not going to take you to that next level.
Right.
I think that's the thing. It's just like hunting. You know, you can have a bow, but if you don't know your equipment, how it works, when to do things, when to not do things, that's where it's really going to take you to the next
level. And that's what I like about when we do these photo shoots, because you have people that don't regularly take pictures. Mm-hmm. They're usually in the pictures. And then when you say, hey, grab the camera, they may get a great shot.
Yeah.
And that's just...
Yeah, sometimes I have my dad try it.
It's trial and error, though.
Yeah. You know, hold the button down.
Well, and some people are better than others. I mean, a lot of it is the
eye. A lot of it's creativity in the eye.
You can see the image and all that kind of stuff. You know, me personally growing up, you know, my dad was, he still to this day, he's a professional videographer. That's what he does for a living. And, you know, growing up, that was my job. I worked with him, from the age of 13 all the way up till I was through college, you know, shooting weddings, shooting commercials, doing all that kind of stuff. And, you really kind of get familiar with the picture first. Mm-hmm. And I think placement is huge. Mm-hmm. I think where, you know, your subject is within the frame is
going to
make or break
a
photo more than the angle that you're at, more than, you know, the post editing, more than the lighting, more than anything else. You can have the best looking image, but it's going to be nothing if your guy's looking to the left-hand side and you have him all the way over on the left-hand side. I mean, because then you have all that dead space. So I think composition's a huge part of taking pictures. Mm-hmm. Absolutely huge.
So. I like what our ambassadors have been doing. They've been taking some
that's great.
Great pictures.
Yeah. No, kudos to them. Absolutely.
You know, huge shout-out to them because their pictures, I mean... I look at some of them, and it's like, wow, these are, you know, quality pictures.
Some of them are filling up the folder with 80 pictures already. I'm like, man.
That's great. I mean, that's exactly, I mean.
Yeah, that's what we want is, you know, them to be able to, you know, go out with their phones or their cameras and get better at what they're doing.
And that's what we want for them is for them to promote their lifestyle, their you know, what they're doing out in the field, capture their reality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think they've been doing a great job at
excellent
that.
Excellent job.
So. Yeah, and we've already had companies share their photos. So
that's amazing. Yep. And that program's come a long way since we launched it here a couple months ago. I mean, we're up to almost 100 ambassadors now, and
keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. If everybody out there, if you guys have not checked it out, I mean, you can go to our website, bonerplanet.com, take a look at the ambassador program. You know, we encourage you. There's a lot of great benefits to being in the ambassador program, from discounts to giveaways.
Kabam!
To do. I mean, it's just it's a great program that we launched. It's really our goal with it is really to change the industry. You know, in regards to getting people more involved with each other, because I think a lot of times there's too much competition at times in regards to, like, you know, I'm going to compete with my buddy. I'm going to compete with you. And we really want to bring that community together so they can share everything. So there's my commercial. Sorry, I went off on a little tangent there. Everybody's looking at me like, shut up, Tim. Hold on. We're going to wait for Dave to get a little Limerita.
So there you have it. I think we had a good conversation about photography. If you guys have questions, let us know online. If you have other tips or something like that, go on the Boner Plant forum. You can leave comments there about what you want to see or hear on the podcast. If there's anybody you want to hear, any guests or anything like that, let us know. We're always working on new people. We got some really good lineup coming up here with Boner Plant. And, you know, the nice part is we've been able to get, like, industry leaders, not just in celebrities, but also in the industry, presidents of companies, marketing directors, people who are getting it done for you guys. That's what we want to hear, and that's what we want to see. You know, we want you guys to be able to experience for yourself who these people are and what makes up these companies. Just a lot of great people in this industry.
We want to bring them to you. I mean, we want to bring everybody closer together.
And there you have it. So we'll see you guys next time on the podcast. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHB. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.